Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Labour. My name is Elegan Chavelin, chairperson of the committee. As you can see, the benches of the members are nearly empty. It's only the four of us, and it's not possible that we can take decisions on this if we do not have a quorum. I have raised it last time that members need to take meetings of the committee seriously. And the next, it's the department is not here because there were hiccups in the invite by the secretary. Maybe the committee secretary will brief us what has happened about that one. Why is the department not here? Do we have apologies?
I didn't receive it from the committee members, but the department knew that they were supposed to be here. They've got the program, and we've been keeping in contact with them. So they knew they were supposed to be here. I don't know what's keeping them in Pretoria. They say they're not able to be here today, and they're not able to be here tomorrow. And the minister, well, says the minister is going to call you later this evening. I think it's in connection with that.
Yeah, that's it, members. I tried to drag this meeting, so we start a bit late, hoping that people will be here. Over to you. Honorable Motau, Honorable Khanare.
Thank you, Chair. This is a very serious matter. I don't know what happened with the logistics, but I have to express my serious concern about the laxity with which we seem to be conducting ourselves. And given that we have to consider some very, very serious legislation, we really need to do something about this, Chair, and I appeal to you that those members who are not here today should really account to you as to why they were not here. Because if we go on at this rate, we will never, ever finish consideration of these two bills. The one is much smaller, the basic conditions is much smaller, and we probably could do it much quicker. But the LRA is quite huge, and we would need every minute we have been allocated to be able to deal with it. So I really appeal, Chair, that something needs to be done.
Honorable Khanare.
No, I'm in support with Honorable Mudau. But the issue which we have got to deal with also is that is the issue of the secretary, quite frankly. The last time the meeting was postponed because we got documents late. We agreed that we must get the documents at least by Thursday because almost everybody leaves. I was lucky that I was in the office yesterday, so I got the documents yesterday. But I don't know whether the other members who are not here might not be here because they did not get the documents on time. And that's what we have got. We can't discuss the same thing several times. And it's for the first time that since I became a member of this committee, maybe it happened before, that the department is not here when it's supposed to be here. I really think that, Chairperson, you should investigate with the head of department about what exactly happened and report to us as members of this committee about why were they not present in this particular meeting. The issue of members who are not attending, I think you must find out about why they did not attend, as Honorable Mudau is saying. But we have got to see seriously. My emphasis will be, if you don't have proper support system, you will not be able to perform properly. And in this case, the secretary that's his responsibility to make sure that we get documents on time. And as long as we don't get documents on time, there will be problems like this. Because if I arrived this morning, I wouldn't have had a chance to go through this particular document, and my contribution would be nil in this particular meeting. And the impression would be like members of parliament don't perform their work. But if we don't get, I think you have got to have the discussions with the secretary of the committee. And if there is a problem, you have got to have discussions with the secretary of parliament about the level of support which we are getting in this committee. All these things are foreign to this committee. It's not like we never had a secretary before. We have got to confront that situation. We had a secretary before. We know how things are supposed to be done. And things are now going to work.
Honorable William.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I definitely agree with the previous two members. I think that the management committee needs to immediately take action now to prevent this from happening. We can't have this. The legislation before us is very, very important, and this sort of is fundamentally, we've come here today and it's going to fundamentally, we're not going to correlate, we're not going to be able to do anything at all. It's going to be a waste of time. We definitely need the management committee to take action. And it is true about we've been to many meetings and this is a very unusual situation for this committee. So the secretariat needs to seriously basically pull up their socks so that we can all be here. I've spoken to a member who said he knew nothing about this meeting. He's not even in Cape Town at the moment. He's flying now at the moment. He's about to get on the plane. So, you know, this is a serious problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Honorable Williams. When I got here this morning, I talked to the secretary. I asked him, why is the department not here? And he said, oh, let me check with them. I called them yesterday. Let me check with them. He called, and he was talking to call. I could hear what he was saying to call. I called you yesterday. You didn't come back to me. But it's not always supposed to come back to you, Mr. Bengali. If you are supposed to call him back, because you are the committee secretary, you must make follow-up. But if you call a person once and you say, okay, I've played my part, that person must look for me. We leave the department. I don't think we should go through this. And that some members haven't even, I mean, my invite, the SMS I got, did not even have a venue and time, no, it had venue, but there was no time to say the meeting starts at 9. I only got that when I got to the office this morning in the pigeonhole. If I didn't go through the pigeonhole, I wouldn't be knowing what time is the meeting starting. You know? No, don't show me that, because I'll show you the message that I got from you. I can't alter the message that you have sent me. But I think if you need to check up a little bit. Last time we postponed the meeting because we got the information late. I mean, we cannot have this thing repeating itself. As to the members of parliament who are not here, Honorable William says that they say they didn't know, they did not get notices that the meeting is continuing today and what time. So we'll make follow-up with that one. But again, I'll have to write to the whip of this parties, because even our whip is not here. Honorable Hanari.
Chairperson, I'm becoming more concerned, because the secretary just reported to us that the department knew. My assumption is that the department knew last week that this meeting is going to take place. But what you are saying to us, it goes deeper to the credibility and the trust we must have in the secretary. If the secretary is not going to tell us the truth, it actually says a lot about his character. say to us, he only phoned the department this morning, and in his discussions with the PLO, is that you said you will come back, you were supposed to come back to me yesterday, and you don't come back to me. It's not what he says. The impression he gives us is that the department knew all the time. Probably they were invited last week to say they must come to this particular meeting. But your own report says something completely different. So how do I trust the secretary in future when he gives us a report? Because it has got to deal with that. How do I trust him when he says something has happened? How do I believe that he's telling the truth? That's really of concern to me. And I really think that that should be taken up. You can't check up on honesty. You are either honest or dishonest. You can't check up on that. You can't improve on dishonesty and become honest. Because I'm really concerned about that, Chairperson, and I really think that that cannot be tolerated.
My message actually does have a 9, but yeah, anyway, it's okay.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Chair. Just to plot the way forward, one of the things that has been of concern to me, and you touched on it this morning, is that we would get an SMS at 5 o'clock on a Monday for a meeting starting today at 9. For people who live outside Cape Town, and I come from Gauteng, the practice has always been that 3 days before the meeting, even if we had agreed in committee when we're going to meet, 3 days before we get a reminder, because many of us have many things to do. So I would ask, please, that in future that practice is continued, so that the members are reminded in time so that we can make some arrangements. I just happened to have been in Cape Town this weekend, so I didn't have to, whatever. That's how I got to know about it, because I came into the office yesterday, but I can understand that if people were only informed yesterday at 5 o'clock, many of them would be there.
Is there any other comment from the members? I said earlier that we'll write letters to the whips of the parties, but I don't think I should do that now, given that some people said they did not even know that the meeting is continuing today. I think I'll first have to interact with the members. And then in the next meeting, if there is anything, we'll give a report. And this again has an implication for meetings of tomorrow and other meetings. So I'll ask the... You said that the department is not going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what Gola said. But I'm sure the minister will confirm that with you when she calls you this evening. But that's the impression I got from Clara, that they're not going to be here tomorrow either.
So that's it, members. What do we do with this? We're postponing again for you. Honorable William.
Chairperson, I think that's the only thing that we can do. We don't reach a quorum, so we can't make any decisions. We can't even adopt the minutes today. It's pointless to continue with this meeting. We need to seriously make sure that this never happens again. Thank you.
Chair, as a follow-up, what happens to tomorrow's meeting?
The department is not here, and this is the main stakeholder. But we can still discuss the reports and other minutes, do the committee administrative work tomorrow, if the members will be here to form that quorum to adopt the minutes and the report. I don't think we should let tomorrow go to waste.
Sorry, Chair. Some of us have got other committee meetings tomorrow, other than this particular meeting. And from what happened today, I can't waste my time coming to this meeting only to get it postponed. Whereas I could have gone to another portfolio committee meeting, which is more serious with this business. Okay. I move that we postpone the meeting and we cancel tomorrow's meeting until such time that proper preparations have been made for this particular meeting.
A suggestion by Honorable Hanare. Honorable Williams.
Chairperson, I don't think that we should postpone tomorrow's meeting. The notices have been put out about tomorrow's meeting. The member I spoke to knew about tomorrow's meeting. So it was just today's meeting that had a problem. So I think we should continue. I don't think we should postpone any more meetings. Tomorrow meeting is also quite important. The department's coming, but it's a joint meeting between us and the minerals. So it's minerals know about this, so they'll be here tomorrow. So we can't postpone tomorrow's meeting because it's a joint sitting of two portfolio committees.
Tomorrow's meeting is joined. It's a joint sitting with minerals, so that meeting continues. Maybe after that meeting, we may remain at least to adopt our minutes and adopt the report. If we are in quorum, and time agrees with us, I'll take some of these matters that we've raised with the necessary people and it. And thank you very much, honorable members. We hoping to have a good meeting tomorrow. Thank you.